tolerate sin, we love the people and try to get them out of sin. And this is what this nation was founded on, was freedom. Freedom to serve God. They were under slavery. We come to a nation that was founded upon a nation that could serve God freely. God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Terry, I was about ready just to hand you my notes this morning because you're just starting right off with the message. And it's God's message. It hasn't changed. His message, his word never changes. His word never changes. Before we start, let's open up our hearts. And I want you to pray this morning that God give me the boldness to deliver what he has for you today. Because he has it, and he's putting it on the inside of me, and I want you to draw it out. I want us to be in unity today, that we want to hear what God has to say. What he has to say. He's always got something to say. And it's always pertaining to life. Life and not death. So, Father God, we just thank you right now for a church, for a people that, Lord, we've heard a lot of things this past year, this past week, just yesterday. The world is crying out with a loud, noisy voice. But, Lord, you're still speaking to us, to your people. And your message is not distorted. It's not garbled. It hasn't changed. Your message is love and peace. Jesus, full of grace and truth, we thank you for giving us the message of the gospel, for loving us so much that you had something to say when you came to this earth. You lived here, Jesus. You grew here in this earth, and you saw mankind. You saw the need for God in this world when you were here. And that, Father, that need hasn't changed. It never will change until you return. That we need you, Father. We need your wisdom. We need your grace. We need your ability to minister that grace to a people that think they don't need it. But Lord, we're not looking to them. We're looking to you. And we're going to receive from you. And we're going to minister this grace. We're going to minister your love. And we're going to minister that grace to all that will hear. And we're not going to be dismayed. We're not going to be troubled. We're not going to be unfocused. We're going to be focused on what you're calling us to do. Not what the world is calling that we should do. We're going to be focused on what you've called us to do. And that's to minister truth. So, Father, we thank you for that. Receive it today in Jesus' name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. This is called a holy Bible. What makes it holy? It was breathed by God. Because he is holy. God says, separate yourself unto me. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Yes. To be or not to be is in the message. God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Well, how do you become holy? Is it something I do? No. It's who I become. Christ in me makes me holy. It's nothing that I do. It's just a work of what he has done. That's true holiness. And that's what we got to preach. Christ in me, the hope of holiness, or the hope of glory. And that's hope of holiness. Being holy is being Jesus in this earth, doing what he did. That's being holy. When God says, Moses, take off your shoes, for this place that you're standing on is holy ground. God didn't have a problem with his shoes. He was making a point. You know, sometimes as parents, we have to make a point, right, to our children. This is why I'm saying this. Just listen. Just obey. Moses took his shoes off. It represented holy ground. But God just wanting us to do what he says. And sometimes he has to give us something, an example. Once we do it, he'll say, do this and do that. But the title of this message today, and it's something that's probably ringing loud through our country, is Freedom is a Choice. Terry opened up with it. Like I said, he could just, I think it's in his heart just to minister it on, straight on through. But turn, if you would, with me to the New Testament. Everybody say New Testament.
New Testament.
Is there a reason why it's called the New? It's because it's not the old, right? If something is new, Do we need to hang on to the old? If I give you a new pair of shoes, Reed, are you going to hang on to those one that's old and dusty and starting to decay a little bit? If you got a dog, we've inherited a dog lately. It's time to let the dog chew on it a little bit. It's old leather. Let him chew on it. See, this is the new covenant written with better promises by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it's better, because he finished it. He took care of the old and gave us the new. It's called a new life, a new relationship with Jesus Christ, with God through Jesus Christ. In John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, chapter 8, this is going to be the keynote that everything's going to unfold on today. Okay? Well, and like I say, if you got plans, because sometimes the church has taken off the Wednesday before July 4th, but I don't have any plans. I was planned on ready to minister, so the doors are open. If you can be here, fine. If not, do what you need to do. Because you have freedom. You have liberty, right? Pastor ain't telling you, better be here Wednesday or I'm going to cut your light off. I'm going to cut your power off. That's been preached before. Not maybe in those certain words, but if you don't pay your tithes, God's going to take it out in doctor bills. That's the old covenant. And it was never God. I'm not saying God wasn't in the old covenant. That's not God's nature, is to rack you over the head. God had to come against sin, something that had dominion over mankind, had a hold on them. But guess what? Man was just in the way. That sin had to be dealt with, but it's like a cancer. It had to be cut out. Thank God I'm not in the old. God's mercy was back there. He still loved those people. He loved them so much, he wanted to get the sin out of the life, out of the body. Some of them had to die. I mean, it had to happen. Sin had to be judged so they could see what sin truly was. Well, we're in a new covenant. God hasn't changed. His character has never changed. God is love, period. You can't take love out of God because that's who he is. That's his nature. Now, love has to correct. I don't like when we're raising kids. Anybody raise kids? 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't like to punish them with the belt, with the hickory switch, whatever you used. Words just ain't enough when they're young. That sin has to be dealt with. Belt? Did I say belt? Belt. It's a form of punishment, not because I'm beating you. It's because I love you, and I've got to get this sin of disobedience. You've got to obey. A child doesn't know this word up to the age of accountability. They don't understand what I'm saying, so I have to show them something that they'll remember. Wow, that ain't good. You know, you teach dogs the same way. You pop them. No, no. See, all the promises of God are yes, yes, and amen. But before they can understand yes, they got to understand no. That's sin. Sin is not freedom. Sin is bondage. Loving them, correcting them, sets them free. Don't feel like it at the time, but you're trying to set that child free from sin, disobedience. Until Jesus came, that the law was given as punishment. Not for Tammy, for sin. God was trying to set them free from sin. But until God himself embodied himself in a body, he had to use drastic measures. He had to use something called the law. If you ever had a principal and you broke the law in school, you didn't listen to the teacher, you had the golden rule. Some of them painted it gold. It was called a paddle. Thou shalt not disobey the teacher. And you got a paddling. Okay, that was the law. It was not grace. That was the law. Grace would have been the teacher would have took the punishment for you. See, this is the new covenant. And he would only do that one time. Jesus died once. He's not coming back to take your punishment. He did it one time. So don't think you got to do it. He did it. He took the punishment of sin so that we could have freedom to serve him with a true heart. Now, if you don't obey that, now we know Jesus showed us that there, the working that was behind that law was called the devil. See, Jesus, before, we're in a new covenant. They didn't know hardly nothing about the devil in the old, because they didn't have grace. They didn't have Jesus to even have any revelation of who the devil was. Freedom, we talk about freedom as a choice. I just want to talk a little bit about the old and the new. John 8:34. Is everybody there? Did I tell you what verse? 34 through 36. Just step back. Let's go to John 8:31. The truth shall make you free. Jesus shall make you free. Jesus said to those Jews in the old and the new, Jesus is dealing with the Jews. They were the ones that had the covenant. There's two classes of people back then and now. Jews or Gentiles. You either had a covenant with God or you didn't have a covenant with God. You're either a sinner or a saint. You're either saved or you ain't. The same. There's two classes of people. You're either lost or you're saved. Jew or Gentile. You have a covenant with God or you don't. Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, see, there's more than just believing in freedom to get the job done. Jesus said, if you believe in me, you shall abide in my word. Then you're my disciples. That's what we're teaching up here on Wednesday night, is discipleship evangelism. We got to know something, and then once we know it, we got to keep on knowing it and hang on to it and tell others. It ain't just hang on to Jesus come. No, we got something. Freedom has a voice, choice, but it also has a voice. If you abide in my word, you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. You shall have intimate relationship with Jesus. He is the truth. In other words, you got to keep following Jesus. If you're not following Jesus, you're going to get off course. I'm going to get off course. See, it's not the truth that sets you free. It's the truth you know. I know in whom I have believed. It's knowing Jesus in every area of your life. That's where freedom truly comes. And they answered him, we're Abraham's descendants. Where are they going back to? Old. Abraham's descendants. We're Abraham's descendants. Making a statement. We are and have been never in bondage. They were deceived. Yes, I think they were deceived.
Yes, they were.
How can you say you're going to make me free? Jesus answered. Y'all remember, we talked about Jesus always has the answer, right? Amen. It's the right answer. He's never going to give you the wrong answer. Most assuredly, in other words, he's saying, you better listen good, because I'm telling you the truth. I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, when we see the word therefore, we need to go back and see what it's there for. So 35, let's say it again. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Therefore, if the Son, Jesus, makes you free, then you shall be free, just go ahead and say it, forever. Indeed, forever. See, a slave can't do that because they're in bondage. See, they had sin, but they were deceived. They thought they were free. Have y'all heard about the kicking chicken, hadn't you? I think I had that on Wednesday nights. You know, I used to work in a chicken farm. Everybody heard the kicking chicken? It's not a restaurant. That's Fred's chicken. It says it's kicking chicken, though. I used to work in a chicken farm. Had 10,000, 9,000 hens, 1,000 roosters. Those chickens get old and they die. So you have to replenish the chickens. And they come in crates, and they have their feet tied. You know, chicken without a feet, it's just useless, right? I don't know how long they've had their feet tied. Don't want to know. All I know is when they showed up, they had their feet tied, and they laid on their side. So, you know, we didn't have to. The company would come and replenish the chickens. Well, when they cut those chickens, the chicken just lay there. This feet's tied. They're free. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed, forever. But the chicken didn't know it because he's been punished. He's been tied. But the chains have been broken. Somebody, we had to go, you had to go and kick the chicken. That's what the law did. Had to kick you, had to punish you to let you know sin is there. But Jesus set them free. Jesus has set you free. A lot of people, they want to stand underneath that bondage of law that has you tied down. But Jesus says you're free. We got to get out here and let people know. We might have to kick them a little bit. Get out from underneath this bondage of sin. Because Jesus has set you free. They don't know it. They're stuck. They're saved and they're stuck. They don't know the freedom that we have in Christ. That's called a kicking chicken. They were in bondage. Remember the children of Israel when they came out of Israel? For how long were they in bondage? 400 years? When they came out, they went in the wilderness for 40 years. God couldn't get he couldn't get that old bondage out of them. They were still in bondage, but they had been set free. See, they had a sin mentality, sin conscience. Only the blood of Jesus could set them free from that. And Jesus wasn't there yet, so they were in bondage for those 40 years, and God had to bring the law to let them know what was holding them in bondage, this sin, this punishment, the law. They needed a Savior. They needed somebody to come and cut the chickens free and then make disciples. We don't have to kick the chicken. They were kicking them. They had 9,000. They had to hurry up. Get up. Get up. You know, we don't have to kick each other. We disciple each other. The devil's kicked you down. Here, let me help you up. Those that are spiritual, restore those. So now you've heard the kicking chicken story. If anybody shows up, we'll give them the CD. That was a slave. The law was a slave. It was a taskmaster until Christ. Freedom is a choice. Freedom begins when you choose to believe what God has done for you. When you choose to believe what He's done for you. Through the redemptive atonement work of His Son, Jesus Christ. It's not what, God, what can I do for you? It's God, what have you done for me? See, we've got to stay out of the works. God's provided the work. He provided salvation as a gift. As those new shoes. When I give you those shoes, just put them on. Dance with them. Walk in them. Run in them. Enjoy the shoes. That gift of the shoes. This is making disciples. Freedom is a choice. Atonement defined. Atonement means when Christ atoned, when He redeemed me, it's the reconciliation of God and human mankind through Jesus Christ. Reconciled means to be brought back to the original state. Utopia would be a good word there. To the Garden of Eden. That's what Jesus brought us back to. Right standing with God the Father. Just like in the garden. Just like in the beginning. That's freedom, my brother. That's freedom, my sister. To know that I'm accepted by God through the work of His Son, through the work of grace. There's freedom in that. But it's a choice. God gives us a choice. And we're not going to, as Christians, with everything that's happening, with the decision this past week, a couple of days, I'm not going to tell you to get your picket sign and go to Washington. Because what you're doing, you're doing something in the flesh. I'm telling you to go to your prayer closet. I'm not talking about your little room at home that's called a prayer closet. I'm talking about you stay in fellowship with God. We're going to love people. See, we don't have to go up there and petition. See, they know that. See, that's the law. They know that law is wrong. We don't have to push it. All we got to do is show them there's another law. It's called the law of love, which there is no commandment that can be fulfilled. Jesus fulfilled that. Nothing can go against that, the commandment of love. See, they thought they were free, but they were still in bondage. They were in sin. And see, sin, it doesn't matter what it is. It's sin. Whether it's homosexuality, whether it's murder, thief, whatever it is rebelling against God. That's sin. Anything that's not of faith, not trusting in God, is sin. So all we got to do, all Jesus did, he didn't get off course. He stayed his course. And he preached the gospel. He said, repent. Change your way of thinking. Listen to what I'm saying. He didn't go to their house. He went on his course, wherever that took him. Freedom begins when you choose to believe what God has done for you. And it's for all mankind. Because if any man, mankind, be in Christ, in the anointed one, in his anointing, he's a new creature, a totally new species. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And it goes on to say, and all things are of God. See, so that's where I'm not waiting to go to heaven. I'm already a citizen. See, I'm free. I'm free from this shackle of sin here on this earth. This is not my home. This is just a place I'm putting God's grace and mercy on every day I step into it or step around it. I'm speaking from heaven. Freedom. The door is open, but it's going to shut quickly. Right? We're not always going to have that choice. When Jesus comes back, when we leave, the door is shut for a period of time. 3.5 years. Different people believe different things, but I'm going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. When Jesus said it's supper time, we gone. Those that believe and have chosen to believe that Jesus is going to take us out of this great tribulation that's coming. Why is it coming? As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end of time. Sin getting worse and worse and worse. See, that's why we're not to be surprised if what is happening. Jesus said it's going to happen. It's going to continue to get worse and worse. See, we're under a different dispensation. We're under a dispensation of grace. Until it's a dispensation. Until the Gentiles come in. When it's full, when God says, and even Jesus does not know the day, only God the Father, when it's done, when it's totally complete, the redemptive work is all those that chose have made their choice. When the last one says, Lord, I believe and receive him, when that last one, he's going to look to Jesus and he's going to say, go get him. It's done. I'm through. I've opened up my arms for to him. It's only been a few days. For us, it's been thousands of years. God says, that's it. And then that choice is over. But those that have received Christ, and that's our testimony, that we believe we have received, and now he is manifesting. He is bringing life into our darkness. He brought light. Because we chose to believe God. God gave us two choices. If you're making notes here, number one is freedom brings what we just talked about. Freedom begins when we choose to believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Number two, talking about freedom as a choice, God gives us two choices. Choose life or choose death. Deuteronomy 30:19. Let's look over it right quick. This is in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy, a duo. How many usually sings in a duo, Terry?
Usually two.
Two. This is the second telling of the law. Moses told it again to Joshua because he was getting ready to... Moses was getting ready to get out of here. His time was coming to an end. Deuteronomy 30. Verses 19 says, I call heaven and earth. Is heaven and earth still here? Then this is still being a witness. I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you. This is Moses giving the law from God, saying what God says. As against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, what? Choose. But then he even tells us what to choose. Yeah. God gives us multiple choice and then says, this is the answer. Choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. See, Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. He's standing before those Jews and they said, They're not receiving him, but they don't understand. This is life in front of you. This is life in front of you. But it said, we're in bondage to no man. Yes, you are. If you're not receiving Jesus, you're in bondage to death. He was trying to set them free from that law of bondage. That you may love the Lord your God. There it is. That you may love the Lord your God. To be or not to be. Two choices. Life is blessing. Death, that don't even sound good, does it? It's cursing. To be, life. To be a blessing is to be healthy. Death, to be sick. What two choices there would you want? Healthy or sick? It's not a hard answer. Not a hard question. I want to be healthy. Two choices. Prosperous or po. How you spell po? P-O. Why you say po? Because if you po, you can't even, don't have enough to even spell the word right. P-O-O-R. That's being po. Po is poorer than poor. That's death, being po. Prosperous is life. Life, you want to be smart? Blessing. Somebody tell me what death is. Stupid. I ain't going to say it real loud. You want to be smart or you want to be stupid? I want to be smart. Life. You want to be the head? Life. What's the next one? Or you want to be the tail? Death. See, these are not hard questions God's asking. Unless you got pride in the way of all this. When the Lord gives you His... Now, this is divine advice. Because this is holy. God is holy. So this is divinely inspired. When the Lord gives you His divine advice, would it be wise to take it? Just take it. Don't ask why, if, where, what have I got to do? Jesus said, what must I do? Jesus said, just believe. Believe in whom Him has sent. Believe in me. Just believe. Just believe. Nothing hard about just taking God's advice. The answer is, why is it so hard? Pride. I'm trying to change the way, like, I'm proud of my son, I'm proud of my daughter. No, I am thankful that they're blessed. Because see, pride, we don't need pride in anything. Pride is all about me. I thank God for Jesus. We just need to keep pride out of the way. A choice is involved. Choices is involved in everything we do. When we get up in the morning, who's cooking breakfast, who's not cooking breakfast? All kind of choices involved. And determine on, if we're listening to God, first thing we need to do is turn His channel on. Turn it on to the God channel in the morning. As soon as we wake up, before I even breathe or open my eyes, thank you, Jesus. Just worship God. Just talk to Him. Commune with Him. He never sleeps or slumbers. He's awake 24/7. If you wake up in the middle of the night, He's there to talk to. You got a problem, you can't sleep, talk to Him. Next thing you know, you'll be gone. You'll be out. So He'll take care of it. He's taking care of your problems. All we got to do is choose to believe. If I could write the word choice up on the board this morning, saying a choice is involved in everything you do, I would capitalize O-I-C. I'd do a cheerleader. O-I-C. O! I see. Choice. Oh, I see. Oh, I see Christ. Oh, I see Christ. That's a choice. Everything else is easy after that. Choose Christ. Choose life. Choose blessing. Don't even think about the curse. It's not in Him. So what are you filling up your mind with? Don't even think about when a bad report comes. Don't think about it. Think about Jesus. Whose report shall you believe? I shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am filled. His report says, I am healed. His report says, I am free. His report says, victory. There's victory in Christ. There's freedom in Christ. There's life in Christ. Oh, I see. Choose life. I see that. Just keep that in your choice. Oh, I see. Go with Christ. Don't go the other way. It's bondage. It's error. But Christ has not risen. Oh, yes, He has. He's alive forevermore. Don't believe that. Show Him Christ. I'm sorry if you don't believe. That's a choice. I choose to believe. He's alive. See, that's my choice. I want it to be your choice, but I'm not going to push it on you. I'm going to reveal Christ to you in my life. I'm alive. I'm prosperous. I'm healthy. I'm not sick. If sickness comes, I refuse sickness because Christ died for my well-being. Then witness to Him. How do you know that? The Bible says so. Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. We sang about it this morning. He's alive. And if He said, lay hands on the sick, I'm not sick, so I've got to lay hands on some sick people. And I'm not going to get sick because they are. See, that's a lie. I ain't worried about germs. I'm not worried about that. I'm focused on getting the anointing on them. Jesus is alive. He's ready to take life into that death. Puriel is fine. Sanitized, but I've been sanctified. Hallelujah. Sanitized, I don't know, I've been sanctified. If I forget to wash my hands, Jesus said it ain't about washing the hands, it's what's going on, it's what's coming out of a man, not what's going in. What's coming out? What's coming out can change what's coming in. Hallelujah. See, we got ears, we can't plug them up, but we can refuse to let it fill us up. Right? We don't have to walk around, oh, they say they passed this. I got freedom. I am free. God is not going to judge America. He's already judged Christ. You're going to hear that. You're going to hear it 9/11. You're going to hear it. God's going to judge America. Look at all this sin. Did God kill Lot as He was there in Sodom and Gomorrah? Did He send the fire? Because Lot was there. A righteous man was there. He believed God. I'm righteous in Christ. Jesus, I'm giving you scripture here. At one time His disciples said, because they weren't going to walk with us, Jesus. They're not believing like us, Jesus. Let's go back to the old covenant. Call fire down from heaven, Jesus. Let's do it like Elijah did it. Yeah. Jesus rebuked them. That's right. He rebuked them and said, you don't know whose spirit you of. That's right. I didn't come to kill mankind, but to save them. Yeah. You're following me? Amen. He's shaking them up. Got to get this old out. Get swimmer's ear. You got to get that water out of your ear. Man, He's got to get this out of their heads. The new covenant. Jesus, God is saying, I am here. We're going to give them life. Blessing. They've already had all the cussing and cursing they need. I like what we went on the ship cruise. They had some good comedy. We stayed in the clean comedy. I don't remember. His name was Lopez something. He was a Mexican comedian. He said, you know, we have the good comedy, and then we have the adult comedy. I'm like, I'm adult, but I don't want the bad. Give me the good, which is the clean comedy. He said, we don't have no cussing, no cursing, no cussing, none of this. He said, but if you want cussing, he said, you won't get it here, but go to the casino. There's a lot of people down there cussing. If you want to hear cussing. And he was true. Why? They losing everything. But I got freedom. I'm gaining everything. What the world is losing, I'm gaining. Because we're prosperous. Judgment is not coming on us if you're born again and sanctified. You've been set apart. Judgment cannot hit you. It's like we're in the dome. We're under the dome. We're in the kingdom. We're in the kingdom. We serve a big God. And we're protected. Now, judgment is there, but it's not for those that have been judged. Christ judged our sin. But judgment is there for those that are not underneath the dome. So am I saying judgment's not there? No. Wrath is there to those that are out of the covenant. But we are not out. We are not of those company. We are of those that have believed in whom I know in whom I have believed. Jesus was like a lightning rod on that cross. He took and drew all the punishment, all the wrath of God for once. And when I come to Him, I am totally forgiven. Protected, prosperous, made alive. I'm a new species. God doesn't judge us, our species, no more. He judged sin. Now, if they want to live in sin, They got the devil to deal with. Because he can come in their house anytime he wants to. He can bring sickness. He can bring pow. They can be po. And there's no way out. They might confess all they want to. But if Jesus is not in their house, the blood is not upon their door, the death angel can come in anytime. Now, I'm not speaking death to them. It's already been spoken. God said, I'm not judging them. The Word will judge you. But see, Jesus is the Word. And if you're His, you've been judged. Sin has been judged. He judged it. He took it on His body, on the tree. And He took it somewhere called hell. But Jesus ain't in hell. God raised Him from death and set Him at His own right hand, waiting. We got victory. We got freedom. Y'all mind if this goes just a little long? I ain't got but just a little bit more. But all that was just extra. That's from Jesus. That's extra. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are free. Free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Never debate. Number three, never debate. You don't have to worry about me because I'm not a politician. I flunked world history, so y'all can school me on something. If I don't understand it, I'll let it go. Let it go. Let go and let God. Let it go. Let God arise. Never debate what God tells you to choose. Never debate it. What God says choose, don't debate it. Do not debate. Don't take debate. Don't take that debate. Don't go for that hook, line, and sinker. You go for Jesus. Amen. You go for Jesus. Just accept what God tells you. Just accept it. Take it. Accept it. Because a choice will always turn a debate into a decision. If they choose to believe what you're saying, they've made a decision. I made a decision for Christ. I chose to believe. I heard all the stuff I was doing was wrong. I'd heard all that. It didn't make me want to come to church or come to God. It wanted me to go to the bars, get drunk, and drink another and smoke another cigarette. Yeah, I am. See, that's what the law does. Shows you how bad you are. But Jesus loves you. Says, run to me. Run to Him. I made a decision. 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. New Testament. Here comes that glory train. Get on the glory train. 1 Peter 2:24. Oh, we got to go back to verse 21. For to this you were called. Pick up the phone. Everybody pick the phone up. Get your phone up. Up, Mark, gotta get your phone up. He's not looking up here. Get your phone up. For to this you were called. Up, Boots. Boots, get your phone up back here. Larry. To this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example. He left an example. He suffered. He left you an example. An example. That you should follow His steps. Jesus committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in His mouth. Who, when He was reviled, what's happening, all this stuff going on? When He was reviled, did not revile in return. Never repay evil for evil, but repay good to evil. Because it heaps coal of fire. They can't debate it with you. They can't argue with you when you just love them. Oh, really? You know, just change the subject to Jesus. Commit it to Jesus. They can't debate Jesus. Keep talking about Jesus. He's there. He did not revile in return. When He suffered, He did not threaten, but committed Himself to Him who judges rightly. There is a righteous judgment. God the Father. He's holy. Who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, on the cross, that we, having died to sins, I have died to Christ. You answered that telephone, right? You called on the Lord. He saved you. I died. I answered the call. I died to Christ, to the call. Might live for righteousness. By whose stripes you was healed? You was healed? No, you were healed. Therefore, I am healed. Cindy is the heel. Terry is the heel. Because of the stripes, not the red, white, and the blue, but that's what it stands for. It stands for freedom. I've been set free from the curse of law of sin and death, sickness, disease, poverty. For you were like sheep going astray, but here comes the good but. You were like sheep going astray, but here comes but. Have now returned to the shepherd. That great shepherd, read, the great shepherd, we returned. An overseer of my souls. He's watching over me. There's another song out there, Darius. The Lord's watching over me. He watches over me. He watches over us. Yes. Believe that by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. I'm not going to be, I am. If I were, I am. Even though right now in the moment it might not feel like it, we walk by faith, not by sight. Praise the Lord. Our faith, your faith, and if you've got Jesus, you've got the faith. It don't take a lot of faith. It takes just a little bit of faith. Our faith is His faith given to me freely. Freely. Freely you have received. Don't hold back that faith you've got. Let it go. Freely you give. Don't hold it back. You let love go. And it ain't love is love. God is love. If God's in there, I'm talking about the God of the Bible, the Holy God, and there is no sin in Him. That's true love. God loves you so much, He won't let you stay in that sin. He'll tell you about it. So you won't be punished for it. See, that's God. He don't want you to be punished. Get out of that sin, because if you stay there, even as a Christian, you abide in sin. You're turning yourself over to the servant. Whoever you serve and obey, you're the servant. And then you're putting yourself back in the devil's court. We don't play that. We don't stay there. We might fall and falter. I mean, we get out of there. Our faith will go to work immediately to bring to pass whatever you choose to believe. Everybody's got faith. God has given to every man a measure of faith. You can believe in a lie, or you can believe the truth. Faith is in everybody. I choose to believe the giver of that faith, the Creator, who has revealed Himself to mankind, even in nature, bears the mark of our Creator. And if it's against nature, it's against God. I said if it's against nature, the natural, it's against God, because He cannot change. Number four, well, just let you know, never debate what God tells you to choose. Believe that you were healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hebrews 11, 1 and 2. You need to hear this. Hebrews. Now faith. Not yesterday's faith. Now faith. Now faith is the substance. Go ahead and do this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence. See, you're rubbing your healing right now. Usually rub that. What's it called? It's called heat. Something give you a problem, you rub heat in that body. You start to feel it. It's called heat. Well, I tell you what, you got something better. You got the faith of God, of the Son of God. It can't be seen with the natural eyes, but it can be believed with your heart, with your spirit. You can believe on Him who you have not seen. And then He who you believe then shows up into your seer, into your body, in the manifestation of, I see, I've got it. I don't have to believe for it no more. I got it. Once you got it, once you see it, you don't have to believe for it no more. You got it. Amen? Then you're off to the next step. You're off to the next thing that's coming against you by faith. Because that's what Hebrew tells us right there. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you ain't seen it yet, you got faith. You keep hanging on to it. Because that's the evidence. You've got it. You believe it. You got a promise of God. You don't care what you don't believe. I believe what Jesus said. I got it. I'm not looking with these eyes. I'm looking with the faith of God. I got it. I got that raise. I got that promotion that I was believing God for. I didn't get it when it was there, when it was offered to me. I got it when Jesus said, I can have it. That's when I got it. That's when I believed what he said. I made a choice. You said, whatsoever things you desire. When you pray, according to God's word, believe and you shall receive. See, Reed believed when he was ready for another desire. His desire changed. I don't desire to do this no more. I want to, God, you've given me a better plan. So he prayed for that and God worked it out. There's a time process sometimes, but not for healing. That's were. See, God doesn't have to deal with a person to get your healing. God dealt with Jesus and got your healing. There's a big difference in that. I'm going to buy the tape so I can remember that. You're not waiting on somebody else to get your healing. God, Jesus gave you your healing. You don't have to wait on that. If you're waiting, if something is as far as concerning money or a job that you don't quite yet have, then God's got to deal with that person. I don't care if he's saved or lost, Reed. God, I may give him a dream. Oh, King. King will wake up and say, I need somebody that can give me the interpretation of this. I'm not feeling good about this. Oh, but there's a guy named Daniel. He'll send you to the pastor. That's where our government needs to go to some good ministers and get some wisdom. Before they make a decree, they need to go to the prophet. This faith is not seen. It says, verse 2, for by this faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. Good testimony. I heard some good testimonies this morning. What you dealing with right now? What's coming at you right now? We're believing a good testimony right now with you. Freedom. You have freedom to choose it today. Choose life. Freedom in Christ is our last point. Freedom in Christ, his anointing. We need to spread that abroad. That's what the country needs to hear. Is Christ, Jesus, Christ. Freedom. There's freedom in Christ. I don't need to use a sign. I need to use my life as a witness. My body. Wherever God takes you. Our purpose as believers is to help others obtain this same liberty. And just a quick note. When we was in the Bahamas, we took a little tour guide on one of the Bahamians there. And he's predominantly over in the Bahamas. It's Baptist. It's Christianity. And his name was Tony. He took us around for a little tour, gave us a real good price. But I want you to know, it's kind of sad, and I've got my hands up here, that he knew more about America than I did, as far as history. But I learned some things from somebody that doesn't even live in my country. Why? He knew God. He wanted to know something about this country because he serves the God I serve. And he's happy where he's at. And over there, their neighborhoods don't look like my neighborhood. But Jesus said, don't compare yourselves among yourselves because that's unwise. Look at their hearts. He had a heart for God. And we enjoyed, and he kept us safe. There were some places he took us down that we were like, Tony, get the gas, buddy. I mean, Dallas can tell you one, you know, this guy walking by the windshield. Because Dallas and them can give you a testimony when we went to the beach. Renting some jet skis. They didn't tell mom and dad, but they're walking down there, the guys come up to them, hey, y'all need some marijuana or Coke? We ain't talking about Coke that'll make you smile. Coke to make you fly a mile. But that wasn't good. But see, Tony kept us protected from all those areas. So we got to write, and he asked us questions. And I got two souvenirs. I answered all the questions nobody else knew. But then I wanted to ask him a question. I said, Tony, because he talked about God, you know, but I didn't tell him I was a pastor. You don't have to flaunt who you are. Just be who you are. Just be who you are. Christ in you. Be that person, because we're all different, but in him we're the same. I said, Tony, what made you choose us? And he kind of stumbled there for a minute on that question. It's kind of like, he's probably thinking, what answer did he give? I'm like, I knew why he chose us, because we had prayed for the right person. We had prayed for divine protection and blessing. And we got it. We got a good deal, got good favor. And I knew it, but I told him, I said, Tony, we pray. That's what the reason you chose us, because we prayed for you, buddy. That was a divine connection out there. And I think he witnessed with that. And he picked us up, and he told us the times. He was there. He was right there for us. And I even liked it. We didn't have to give him no money up front. Wherever mama goes, that's where we're going. Whatever she decides, that's what we're doing. Because I don't care to get into this map and map all this stuff out. I'm on vacation. You submit yourselves one to the other. But see, we were submitted unto God. And God worked all that out. He drew and it was a Christian, drew that person to us. See, we draw, light draws light. It dispels darkness. And we walk, you know, we have a discernment. So I'll finish with this, and that's, how do we obtain freedom in any area of your life? Here's four ways. Four quick ways. Not the only way, but it'll work for you. How to obtain freedom in any area of your life.